Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. Inspect a Gadget with Clarissa Montero and Christopher Lim from the Business Times with Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Inspect a Gadget on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times. But we know and love him as our resident Inspect a Gadget. He's also our resident geek.
Which is a good thing. why you pause like that? Pregnant pause, you know?
You know, the Queen of England says the word pregnant is vulgar.
I would think that it'd be full of possibilities.
Or expense, depending on how you look at it. But man, did we already digress. Okay, so sometimes, and you know me, I like the cheap and cheerful. But sometimes I realize cheap and cheerful isn't necessarily best when it comes to tech. And I hate to think about what that means for our resident geek.
Cringing. Look, there's a place for everything and nothing comes free. You know, 1 cent money, 1 cent goods, you know, as we say in Chinese. So really, it depends what your needs are. And the router we're talking about today is for those with serious, serious needs.
Okay, define serious, serious needs.
Okay, so the reason why we're talking about a router is many people are stuck at home. That's the work-from-home crowd. Recently, there was home-based learning. Actually, there is continual lessons online. So if you've got kids, taekwondo, you're dancing, that's via Zoom. Music lessons, tuition, that's all via Zoom. So even though home-based learning is done, many parents still have to share bandwidth with the kids. So it's absolutely essential that you have a rock-solid wireless home network. But not all of them are equal. Not all of them give equal performance in different parts of the house if you're lucky enough to have several levels especially and many rooms. And goodness, if you are running a home-based business, that is another set of considerations.
Okay, now I do not live in a multi-level home because I work for SPH and you know what they pay us.
Hey, we can't say that.
Okay, you know what? They pay the minions. But even in my cute little apartment, I do have blind spots when it comes to my wireless connectivity.
That's right. And it's not just about size. It's about layout. So my house is not that big. But because of the strange old school layout, you know, one level, you know, like slightly up, slightly down, funny corners. Yeah, you can get dead spots. And you know, we've talked about this before on the show. One way to get around it is to use a mesh router system, which basically means a base unit and integrated satellite units, so that your whole house gets covered. But not all routers are the same. So what we've got here with us today, what I have with me over here, I just actually received it this morning. I spent hours trying to, making sure run it through its paces so that I know what I'm talking about. It's called the Orbi Pro. It's Netgear. So Netgear is the brand. It's a well-known network gear provider, hence the name Netgear. This is the Orbi Pro Wi-Fi 6. And this is really aimed at businesses. So I guess, yes, it is slightly overkill for home users. But if you are a home user who has, you're either a real geek or you're really absolutely cost-enough object, I need the most powerful, most customizable mesh system. This is for you as well. And especially for SMEs and home-based businesses, this is definitely worth considering because I'll tell you why later.
Okay. Full disclosure. I did live in a four-story house. And instead of, because meshes really weren't available so much at the time, what we ended up doing is every floor had its own router and therefore had its own connection to internet.
Yeah, so that's clunky.
It was terrible. You know, you'd have to go from one level to another and change your connection. So what you're talking about is even a four-story house like that would be able to function on one super-duper router?
Yeah, well, one system. So remember, you have a base transmitter and then you have all these satellite units. In the case of the Netgear Orbi Pro Wi-Fi 6, you can have up to six, I believe, satellites. So you can really have one at each level and they talk to each other and reinforce their strength. And actually, they're really powerful, so I'd be really surprised if you needed to max out at six satellite units. Just one or two, actually, will give you a lot of coverage unless your place is huge. because it uses Wi-Fi 6 technology, we'll come to that, but basically it means that the coverage you do get is very consistent. So even with mesh systems, some of the earlier ones didn't give you equal strength at every part of your house. This one is pretty impressive. The strength doesn't seem to drop no matter where you go, so that you don't have to sit next to a wireless router. What's the point of having a wireless router if you have to sit right next to it? That's what I do, actually. Sometimes I sit next to the wireless router. And that's so silly.
That's quite sad, right?
Just to get the maximum speed, yes.
Okay, so what you're saying is you don't have to do that, and your house can be fairly large or multi-split level or what have you.
Yeah.
Do I want to know how much this costs?
Sure, okay. So the whole point of a mesh system is you want to have more than the base router. So the basic system is one router plus one satellite, and that's 1,299 Singapore dollars.
For a router?
And so you see, that's why, exactly. So the more expensive routers are usually just a few $100. The moment you go into more than $1,000, like, what? I have to admit, this is not cheap, but this is not for everyone. This is not for everyone because you get features and capabilities that you simply don't get elsewhere. You can set up to 3 Wi-Fi networks. You know, when you go into, say, a cafe and say, sign into this network called Claressa One, You can have Claressa 1, Claressa 2, Claressa 3. One for your bakery, your cupcake business, one for fun, and one for guests.
Uh-huh.
You cannot do that with your run-of-the-mill system, right? And also, for those of us who are worried about security, or if you run a business and you want to make sure that business vulnerabilities don't spill over into your home network vulnerabilities and vice versa, the OrbiPro lets you set out what you call virtual LANs, meaning sort of ring-fence your devices. So play is play, work is work. They don't affect each other. They don't even talk to each other. They're separate things.
Okay, so what I'm seeing is this is for people with larger than 1,000-square-foot home and run their businesses from their homes, or have jobs that are very, for example, graphic intensive, and they're sending really big files up and down between themselves and their colleagues.
Not just that, I say it's also a question of security. Actually, maybe all of us should have a system like this, where we make sure that the devices we use for work are ring-fenced. What is wrong with you? Don't laugh.
You need to get closer to your router.
One more time, with feeling. Ring-fenced from your home devices, simply so that you are dividing the risks, not putting all your eggs in one basket. Yeah, so that's just good policy. It's just that we can't do that with most home Wi-Fi systems. So again, we're talking about cost. Actually, the system I have at home is the Google Nest Wi-Fi, and I would recommend this as sort of the starter system for anyone who needs mesh, unless you have requests that aren't catered for, because it's just $229 for the base router, the Google Nest Wi-Fi router, and an additional $199 Singapore dollars for each additional Wi-Fi point. So that's more palatable for most people. And many folks can get by with just one or two Wi-Fi points. So we're talking about $600, okay, for one router, two Wi-Fi points, and your whole house is covered, basically.
But then you're actually talking about, you're getting close to $1,000 again.
No. $229 plus one. If you're going the Google route again, which I use as a comparison because it's the antithesis, I guess, of the Netgear OrbiPro in that it's affordable, it's tiny, it's fuss-free, but there is no customization. You take it or leave it. Don't ask for any special exceptions. It is what it is. Finish. And that's $600. $600 for one router and 2 points. If you're happy with just one Wi-Fi point, that's just over $400. Same.
Okay.
So that's less than half the price. I would say a third of the price of the OrbiPro. If you want to, in fact, that might be the fair thing, because we're talking, what did we say, $1,299 for one router and one satellite for the OrbiPro. So the equivalent from Google would be just over $400. So we're talking about a third of the price.
A third of the price.
All right, third of the price.
Let's assume you do live in this rather colossal home and run home businesses and have gaming children and, I don't know, just live streaming husbands or wives, as the case may be. You've set up the OrbiPro. And now we talk about the other stupidly expensive gadget that you've got for us.
It's not. Okay, we're talking about the Arlo, A-R-L-O. We've talked about them before. The last time we talked about them, we talked about the video doorbell. This is Arlo's essential indoor camera. So basically, it's a camera you have in your house. I don't know what your setup's like, but basically, right now, I'm in my bedroom, which is also my study, and working here. The kids are wreaking havoc outside. I wouldn't mind, in the living room, I wouldn't mind a camera to keep an eye on what they're doing. So this is handy.
So what, it's a security camera?
It's a whatever camera. Either security, nanny camera, something to keep an eye on what's going on in the rest of your house. So it's an indoor camera as opposed to an external one. And one thing I really like about it is there's an automated privacy issue. What does that mean? That's basically a shutter, automatic shutter that closes off the lens so that you don't have to paste a sticker on it. Okay, I have a sticker pasted on my computer's camera all the time, except when I need to use it. So this one actually has a shutter, which is very handy. Peace of mind.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, anyway, and people can talk to you too, so you can yell up and say, what are you doing? And there's two-way audio, so they can talk back to the camera and say, just 5 more minutes on the PlayStation, Daddy. Right?
You just wish your kids could say that. They don't have a PlayStation to have 5 minutes.
Thank you. Exactly. So this would really be handy if you
you're
also
still not winning the battle with the Wi-Fi.
Or Xbox Series X. Yeah, no, I'm still working on it. We'll get there. And this is the Arlo Essential Indoor Camera. You do need a power cable so that it's wired in that sense. You need a power supply, but otherwise it connects to your Wi-Fi. And as long as you have strong Wi-Fi, you can have as many of these around the house as you want, so that you have your house covered. Oh, yeah.
Okay, how much?
$199 only.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Yeah, RFP 199, sorry. And yeah, and available at, you know, usual suspects, Harvey Norman, Challenger, Best Denki, Amazon, Arlo Store.sg, Lazada, Shopee.
Okay, yep. Here's a trick question. Now, I read a very interesting article about COVID puppies. Have you read that one? This is about puppies who were adopted or bought during, you know, the lockdown period last year. So now they're one-year-old dogs. And more of us are going back to working in the office. This is actually a global phenomenon. And we've got these animals who have never lived without us, who are very depressed and who can be very destructive in the home when we leave to go to work. And one of the big recommendations was to have cameras in the house to see how the dog is doing that you can use to speak to the dog. So every once in a while you go, hey baby, how you doing? Don't chew up mommy's sofa.
Stop. But you're absolutely right. So you can use the Arlo Essential Indoor Camera, one or more of them, for that purpose. Again, my sister-in-law, has two kittens. I think she foster, rescue, I don't know what the term is. But yeah, she's got two of them. And yeah, when she's off at work, I think this would be very helpful in peering to make sure they're not shredding comfort cover or they're simply making a nuisance of themselves. Yeah. Yeah, handy. So you can use that for that.
So this you can talk to your pet at home who is feeling depressed or anxious because you're not around, their alpha's off somewhere else. Or if they're barking and howling too much and you're afraid they're disturbing the neighbors, they hear your voice, they calm down. This is actually something you can use for even things.
Absolutely. You can access the video feed from your phone, and it's two-way audio, meaning you can speak to people through the camera, and you can hear their replies. So absolutely, you can do that.
You know, the reply would be woof.
Yep. Also, there's motion or audio detection, meaning that you can sort of set it to be in sleep mode and wake up when there is noise, like your dog starts barking for no reason. Then the camera comes on. That sort of thing.
Okay, that actually sounds pretty good. And that sounds like something that people in similar situations who did adopt a dog or a cat or, I don't know, a bird during the start of COVID and the start of circuit breaker and have been predominantly working from home, because it does look like as we go towards the end of the year, they will be sending us back to the office more and more.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yes.
So not a bad gadget, and not crazy expensive as opposed to the router again?
The router is $1,299. Okay, just one base router and one satellite, and you purchase additional satellites, let's say you've got that mentioned, for $639 per satellite. So if you want to max out the system, that's a few thousand, yes.
All right. And on that note, this has been Inspector Gadget. We hope we've given you gadgets to consider with your work from home and home-based learning and home business and live streaming and what have you, as well as a gadget that if you are going back to the office and have an anxious pet at home, that might help you out. I'm Clarissa Montero. He is our resident Inspector Gadget, Christopher Lim, digital editor of the Business Times. You're on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.